As a response to the emergency situation in Iraq, UNHCR scaled up its response in humanitarian assistance with 2,400 tons of humanitarian assistance started by an airlift left Jordan Amman the other day of 747 Boeing carrying each 100 tons of humanitarian assistance. This includes tents, blankets, kitchen sets, mattresses, and other hygiene kits. This is part of another vessel leaving Dubai tomorrow carrying 40,000 tons of blankets, 25,000 of jerrycans, in addition to 15,000 of kitchen sets. There is also 174 trucks leaving Turkey on the ground into Erbil, Kurdistan, to provide the humanitarian assistance. We are expecting that this all humanitarian assistance value of 2,400 tons will be delivered soon to the internally displaced people, estimated 1,200,000 living in hardship conditions, and they are in immense need for the rapid assistance right now.
How many people will benefit directly from this assistance?
More than 500,000 people will benefit directly from this humanitarian assistance. We are working with the government of Kurdistan to provide and to facilitate this response. The government of Kurdistan region been facilitated 14 sites to set up tents to provide shelter for the IDPs, as it remains the major challenge for those IDPs leaving Mosul areas at Sinjar Mountains. They arrive in a difficult situation, thirsty, hungry, living with nothing but clothes on their body. And they have been walking so many hours in the middle of the mountains to reach protected areas, and sometimes for days.
What are the main priorities for the humanitarian agencies inside Iraq?
Humanitarian agencies right now provide life-saving assistance to the IDPs. And as we are all aware that this is an emergency situation, the top priority is to maintain those people alive and to provide all necessary humanitarian assistance on time. And this is what UNHCR is doing right now, along with other international organizations. This thanks to the generous donation made by Kingdom of Saudi Arabia of $500 million, in addition to other assistance provided by Kuwait, United States, UK, Japan, Germany, and France. So within this support and solidarity of the international community, we will be able to deliver the assistance on time.